Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com, or here's the short one, jbsba.com, and you can subscribe to my free newsletter there, which, by the way, if you subscribe right now, you will get my 2005 predictions, the results, I should say, of them, and you'll be ready to get the 2006 predictions, which will be coming out in the next publication. So I hope you'll check that out when you get a chance. And also the blog is right there on the homepage, or you can go to jimsblog.biz. Let me get right into these, folks. Every year, in fact, I've had people compliment me because I actually, unlike some people, unlike most people that I know who make predictions, I actually come back the next year just before I make my coming predictions for the coming year. I actually review my previous predictions for the year we're in. And I keep a scorecard. I actually tally up. How did I do? And so far, I've been batting around in the 750, 667 to 750 to 800 batting average range, which is pretty darn good if you were a baseball player, at least. Anyway, that's what I've been batting for the last several years. I've done this now for about, I think this is about my fifth year to do this. Let's talk about some of my 2005 predictions that I made a year ago, and see how I did. Prediction for the 2005, despite the efforts of terrorists, Iraqi elections will be successful. Well, you know what? I got that right, didn't I? Three elections, basically. One in, what was it, January or so of last year, of this year. Then we had the Constitution in the summer. Then we had the regular election that selected a full government, 265 or so members of a government, and something like 11 or 14, or I've forgotten how many million Iraqis dipped their finger in the ink and stuck that finger in the eye of the insurgents and said, I'm a voter, I'm an Iraqi, I'm proud of what we've got here, I want to build something better. And I'm so proud of them, and I'm so proud of the courageous members of the coalition, especially the Americans who are over there, not only the military, there are many, many civilians over there, 100% volunteers. And I'm so proud of what they've done in Iraq, and I am very hopeful for Iraq, as you will see in my 2006 predictions. So that's one for me. Another prediction, desperation will cause Islamic terrorists to attempt poorly executed attacks against the U.S. and or England. Well, you know what happened. Thank God the U.S. was not attacked. Who knows how many times they attempted it poorly, but we're not successful. But we do know that England was attacked. One was pretty well done. One was, as you know, was a complete failure, thank God. But the point that I was making is that the desperation of Al-Qaeda and the like, I do believe that they're in a desperation mode right now because they're just not being as successful. Their ranks, we're catching more and more of them, we're killing more and more of them, and they're just not as organized. There are lots of wacky franchises of this organization around the world, but it's not the coordinated, cohesive organization that maybe we thought it could become. And so I think that kind of desperation is going to, well, you know what happens. Desperate people do desperate things. And when you're desperate, you make a lot of mistakes. So I think that's what we're going to be seeing. I think we're going to continue to see attacks and attempted attacks. I don't think they're going to be as successful as they have been. And I'll have something to say about that for 2006 also when I do my new predictions. Another prediction, as a result of the oil for food scandal, you know what the oil for food scandal was, folks? That's where basically governments and the UN were on the take with Saddam Hussein, France, Germany, Russia. We now know this. This is absolutely beyond a shadow of a doubt. We now know that people inside of those governments and their henchmen, their cronies, including the UN, starting at the UN. We now know why those three countries and that organization voted against holding Saddam Hussein's feet to the fire three years ago. And the reason is because they had their hand in Saddam Hussein's pocket. Billions of dollars of money that was supposed to go to the Iraqi people for food and for medicine, etc., in return for them selling being allowed to sell a certain amount of oil. We now know that money that came in did not go to the people. It went to Saddam Hussein, and it went to buy off, basically buying the votes of France and Germany and Russia, and the non-support for the coalition by the UN. And that's why we went to war. I mean, that's basically the result. That's basically what caused us to go to war and to take down Saddam. The oil for food scandal, folks, if you don't know about that, you need to learn more about that. Anyway, my prediction was Kofi Annan will not finish the year at the helm, of the UN. I believe that would happen. And you know what, folks? The evidence came in. The Volcker Commission's evidence came in proving that what I said, that my prediction should have happened. They had enough evidence. There's plenty of evidence to prove that Kofi Annan at least gave a wink and a nod to the oil for food scandal if he wasn't directly involved. We know that his son was involved. We know that one of his high people has already had to resign because of this, one of his top lieutenants. And the only reason he wasn't driven out in shame was because Volcker gave him a pass. So that's one that I lost. But I take that -1 under protest. I still think that I was right. It should have been done. Kofi Annan should not be the head of the UN right now. All right, let's move over to the Supreme Court. There will be one opening in the Supreme Court, and it will be a surprise. I got that one because, sadly, Justice Rehnquist died. That was the surprise. Sandra Day O'Connor, I figured somebody, that wouldn't be hard to see. Somebody is going to, I felt somebody was going to resign from the Supreme Court. That was Sandra Day O'Connor. We knew about that one. But then we lost a great American, Justice Rehnquist. And now we have John Roberts in there in his place. I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to talk about my predictions on health insurance, and my predictions on the economy, and my prediction on the unemployment. That's coming up. What did I say was going to happen in 2005, and how did I do? 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm Jim Blassing. Hey, welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Don't want to lose a second of our time this segment, because I got a lot of predictions. I want to talk about it. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and these are the predictions that I made for 2005, and I'm talking about how did I do? How did they turn out? Here's one. Momentum will be achieved toward privatizing Social Security, but there will be no definitive progress, like a bill. You know what, folks? Sometimes I even scare myself. That's exactly what happened. There was a lot of momentum. There was a lot of talk, a lot of discussion, a lot of things going on. I think progress was made in terms of that. I think a lot of people, it got a lot of things out on the table. I think it helped to educate a lot of people. It made folks to come out of the closet and declare their position. But I didn't think, I knew that something that had been around as long as Social Security was not going to be reformed easily, and it wasn't going to happen in a year as Mr. Bush hoped it would. So I predicted that it would be a lot of talk, a lot of momentum, but no progress like a bill, and I was right. That's one for me. Okay, Association of Health Plans. I hate to read this one because I'm very upset about this. Association of Health Plans, I predicted, will pass allowing small businesses to purchase health care across group health care, I should say, across state lines. We need association health plans, folks. The small businesses of America need Association of Health Plans, I guess I was just being a little bit too much of a Pollyanna. I let hope get in the way of reason on that prediction. We did not get Association of Health Plans. Nobody's even talking about it now, and more's the pity. Okay, here's another one. I predicted that the economy will grow in 2005 at over 4%. Now, I missed this one too. The actual rate will be close to 4. I actually think the rate will be, it's probably going to wind up being somewhere in the neighborhood, and we won't know this until probably February, maybe even March. They'll make a couple of adjustments between now and then. That'll be a quick number of the fourth quarter, you know, in a week or two, but they'll actually make their final adjustments probably in a couple of months. And I think you're going to see the year-end annual GDP growth to be somewhere in the neighborhood of 3.7, 3.8%. So I said it was going to be over 4%. Well, you know what? I didn't predict the hurricanes. I did not see that coming. I got to admit, I did not see Hurricane Katrina primarily coming. And as you know, that didn't help. And also, I got to say, I did predict that petroleum prices would be above $40 a barrel. I did not think they'd ever come down to that. But I also have to say, I didn't see $3 plus a dollar gallon gas. I didn't see that either. And so those two things really took a toll on the overall growth rate. Otherwise, I think we had a chance to being close to 5% growth. That's how good the economy was doing. But the truth is, I don't think that's a good thing. I don't think it's a good thing for the economy to grow at 5%. I do think it's a good thing for us to grow between 3 and 4%. So even though the actual rate was close to 4%, I predicted over 4%. So I'm losing that one. That's a minus one for me, sadly. Okay. Here's another one. The Fed will raise interest rates at every meeting until it's a half point above annual inflation. Well, I think they've had 13 consistent consecutive increases of a quarter point, and they're still chasing inflation. I'm sorry to say, small business owners, I'm sorry to say I was right about that one. That's a plus one for me. And this is not good for you and me, but I have to say, we have to take this all into put it all in perspective. Are you a little more profitable than you were 3 years ago? I bet you are. Do you have a little more cash flow than you had three or four years ago? I bet you do. And do you have a little more pricing power? Are you able to raise prices a little bit if you're smart whenever you can, because other things are your expenses are going up, people are charging you more for their goods and services? Are you able to do that a little bit more? You got a little more pricing power? I bet you do. Well, every one of those three things causes inflation. You're probably feeling a little bit better about your business right now. So you're probably paying your employees a little more money. You're trying to spread the wealth a little bit. Good for you. I bet you are. But that's inflationary. All those things contribute to inflation. And we had almost deflation, as Gary Schilling would have said in the last segment, last hour, our resident bear in the brain trust and the guy who's got a bigger deflation antenna than anybody I've ever seen. He would say, yeah, we almost had deflation, and they were worried about it 2 years ago, the Fed was, but now they're not, and they're worried about inflation, and with just cause. And so as long as there is inflation worries, they're going to be raising rates, and they've been doing that all along now, and they haven't missed a beat for, I think it's about 13 meetings, which is quite a few. And so anyway, unfortunately, I was right about that. But that puts the Fed funds rate right now at 4.25. That makes prime 7.25. That means some of us, small business owners, are borrowing money at 10% or more. And that's where it starts getting to the blink level. That's where it starts getting to the point where we can no longer borrow money and be profitable with borrowed money. And we have to borrow money because that's where most of our capital comes from, isn't it, small business owners? I'm concerned about the interest rate for us more than anything else. That and fuel prices. I wasn't able to get it into all of them, folks, but I was 8 for 12 this year. That's 667. That's a pretty good batting average, 2 for 3. I'll take that any year. Now, 29 after. We'll be right back with Joan Price. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.